This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The actor who rose to fame as a character of Theo on The Cosby Show has died at the age of 54. Malcolm Jamal Warner drowned off the coast of Costa Rica while his family was on vacation. Lost his life in a rip current in the ocean. Played the son of Clarence Heathcliff Huxtable on the show. Warner was nominated for an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor for his work on that show, then later starred on Malcolm and Eddie, and then Read Between the Lines, was on The Resident for a few years as well, played A.J. Austin, and worked hard to find life after the huge success of The Cosby Show, which he appreciated. Like, never looked back on that, but said, yeah, okay, well, that's over, and I got to find something else, and he did. He leaves behind a wife and child, age 54 years old. Sad news. Malcolm Jamal Warner passing away, drowning in Costa Rica. Police in Cheektowaga investigating that shooting on Sunday of a toddler on Lackawanna Avenue. They have filed charges in the case. They say that the shooting stemmed from a confrontation between two adults, but the two-year-old girl ended up being shot. That child currently in stable condition at Oshai Children's Hospital. And they have charged a 19-year-old with assault and criminal firearm possession. The person that filmed the Coldplay video that went viral revealed how much money they've made from their video, racking up 122 million views as of yesterday. The one that caught the couple at the Coldplay concert.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you make when your video goes that viral? According to the person, Grace Springer, who filmed it, $0. No money from the video. The footage that was recorded at Gillette Stadium shows what we all saw. And after the video went viral, well, we all know the backstory on that, but they did catch up with the person who's like, oh, you must be a millionaire. It's like, no, whatever. But however you have your settings on your social, if you're not set up to make money on it and it just goes viral, then you don't make any money on that thing. It just goes viral. Buffalo Public School District is expected to announce a new superintendent. That should happen this afternoon. There was a vote set. The board set to approve a contract for the new superintendent. So the big reveal, move that bus. They'll find out today who the new superintendent is after Dr. Williams Knight retired as the district superintendent. That role has been held by Dr. Williams Knight since Kreiner Cash resigned in March of 2022. So the meeting is around 3 p.m. By dinner time, we should know who's the superintendent of the Buffalo School District.
It's such an important job, biggest school district in Western New York. And I hope the person that is picked really makes a long-term commitment to making the Buffalo, because I feel like the past few years have kind of been a mess and, you know, we've lost some time, you know, in working out who our superintendent is going to be. And
it hasn't seemed to be a job that you can stay in for a long, long time.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes, you know, the retirement packages seem to be very,
very tempting.
Very tempting. And wait a minute, don't leave yet. You just got here. So I really hope for the kids that it is somebody that, you know, commits to a good chunk of time to really making a difference in Buffalo. They need it.
Yeah. The city definitely needs that. And hopefully they make the right decision. Hopefully that's beneficial for the kids in Western New York. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:25.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.